And by the way, the very best way to get what you want is to focus on it. That is, to experience it, to plant it. You know, think of your mind, your emotions, and spirit as the ultimate garden. The way to make sure that you harvest what you want of that garden is not to keep practicing planting disappointment seeds and fear seeds and saying, boy, I'm really good at taking those things out and learning from them and showing what got to change, but instead to plant seeds like love and warmth or appreciation. In fact, let me offer you 10 quick emotions that if you plant them every day and you cultivate these emotions, you focus on these being the way you want to feel every day, you hold yourself to a standard that says, every day I want to feel these 10 emotions, what you'll have done is planted the seeds of greatness. You've planted the seeds that create a tremendous, juicy life, a life where you don't need a lot of action signals because you're already acting. You're already living life at its fullest. See, a weed in your garden is a call to action. It's not negative. It's a call to action. It says, you've got to do something. You've got to pull this out. And that way, things can grow. Well, one of the easiest ways to keep the weeds out is to keep cultivating the kinds of plants you want right there in the garden so that their roots are bigger and deeper and stronger and there's not much room for weeds. Here are the 10 emotions that add juice to life and you want to cultivate them. Number one is love and warmth. Listen, if you want to create a behavior, I don't care what the behavior is, the best way to get yourself to do something is put yourself in an emotional state where that behavior is automatic. Let me give you an example. If you want to have close relationships and do the things that make you close to other people, the easiest way to do that is to cultivate an emotion of being loving and warm. If you put yourself in a loving and warm state, you don't have to think, well, what should I do to make my relationships work? It just happens automatically. The second set of emotions is to be appreciative and grateful. That also builds relationships. If you're always feeling loving and warm and appreciative and grateful, then you're going to do whatever's necessary. You're not going to even think about it. You're going to do more than's necessary to nurture the people around you, and you'll have that deep feeling of caring. Third emotion is curiosity. Gosh, if you really want to grow in your life, learn to be curious, curious like a child. Children know how to wonder, and that's why they're so darn happy. That's why they're never bored. See, you want the cure to boredom? Be curious. And if you wanted to get yourself, let's say, to study more, and you're in school, and you're trying to push yourself to study, that's a hard behavior to create. But if you're curious, studying's automatic, isn't it? You don't have to work at it. Cultivate the emotion of curiosity, and life becomes an unending study of joy. Four, get excited and passionate every day. See, excitement and passion add juice to anything. I think it was Benjamin Disraeli who said, man is truly only great when he acts from his passions. Passion adds to life enjoyment. It can turn anything that seems to be a challenge into a tremendous opportunity. We want to make sure we add that passion and excitement each day. And the way we do that, the way we have the love, the warmth, the appreciation, the gratefulness, the curiosity, the excitement, the passion, guess how we get that? We decide to feel it. You see, I teach people my Date with Destiny to create what I call a code of conduct. It's a set of emotional states that you put in front of you and you say that every single day you are committed to live those emotions, even if things don't go well, even if it rains on your parade, even if all your expectations are not met, you choose to feel this way anyway because cultivating these emotions makes life work. And out of these emotions, it causes you to do the things that make life for you successful in every sense of the word, mental, emotional, social, spiritual, intellectual, physical, financial. Every sense of what success can mean for all of us. So we want to cultivate each of these emotions. Fifth major emotion to cultivate, determination. Hey, you want to go on a diet? You want to get yourself to follow through? It's really hard to do, isn't it? Most people fail because they try to push themselves to go on a diet rather than putting themselves in a state of determination. See, if you're determined, now a diet is easy because you're in an emotional state where the appropriate behaviors happen automatically. The sixth powerful seed to plant to make your garden grow with joy and passion and energy, flexibility. Boy, if there's a seed to plant that'll guarantee success, it's the ability to change what's going on. All those action signals, all those things you used to call negative emotions, are just a call to be more flexible. Be more flexible in the way you evaluate things, your perception of what things really mean. Be more flexible in the way you communicate. Be more flexible in your behavior, and your whole world changes. The seventh major emotion, confidence. When you're confident, you're willing to try things. You're willing to put yourself on the edge. You're willing to really experience that one emotion that every single religious book on the planet talks about, faith. Now, one way to get confidence, one way to develop faith, is to use the muscle more often, to practice it, to exercise it. I often ask people, you know, are you confident in tying your shoes? And people say, well, of course. I say, how confident? They say, absolutely confident. I say, how come? They say, well, because I've done it a few billion times. Well, if you want to have confidence, the best way to have it is exercise it every day. Utilize it. Have some faith. Have some trust. Choose to be confident in a situation, and you'll discover that you're going to do well. For example, most people are fearful about things that they think someday may happen, and they feel bad about it in advance. How many of the things you used to be fearful about never came about? Just think, if those times you'd chosen to be confident, you would have reinforced that confidence is the way to live. Choose confidence over fear. 8, be cheerful. Gosh, you know, I added to my values list cheerfulness not long ago, and when I did, people around me commented, God, there's something about you. You seem so happy. I thought I was always happy. But you know what? There's a difference between being happy on the inside and being cheerful. Being cheerful means that when you're happy, you tell your face about it. You know, that everything works together. That when you're communicating with people and you're feeling happy on the inside, they feel happy being around you. It means that you're trying to be happy in a way that not only makes you feel happy, but the people around you as well. And cultivating that emotion enhances your self-esteem, makes life more fun, causes people to respond to you in a way where you need a lot less of this stuff like fear and hurt and anger and frustration and disappointment and overload and depression and guilt and feelings of inadequacy. All those seem to disappear in an environment that's cheerful. Cultivate this emotion. You won't need so many of those action signals to get your attention. Here's 9, feeling healthy. Gosh, feeling physically vibrant and healthy is a great way to make sure that anything else bounces off you. Have you ever noticed how when you got tons of energy, you feel alive, you feel vital? The challenges, even the challenges that used to really destroy you, you seem to handle so much better, so much easier. It's like those action signals aren't really necessary when you feel vibrant and alive. Cultivate the feelings of being healthy and practice the things you know will make you feel physically vibrant on an ongoing basis. And finally, the 10th seed to plant, maybe one of the most important ones of all, is a sense of contribution. If every day you can feel like what you do adds something, more than just to your own life, but to others as well, then life takes on a new, deeper sense of meaning. I think we all have a need to feel like our life matters, like because we lived, other people's lives were better, they were greater, they were more enjoyable. We all want to leave our mark, and each day we can do that in little ways. We can do it by the way we smile at somebody we don't even know, or by giving a compliment, or just by appreciating someone who really needs to be appreciated. So often people get angry because they don't feel appreciated. Maybe the next time you start to feel angry, just realize that you've got a standard there that says, if I do this, people have to respond to me, and maybe that's inappropriate. Maybe from now on, you learn to make yourself feel good. You learn to appreciate yourself, or you learn to communicate to people and say, you know, I'm not feeling very appreciated. I love a few strokes here or there. And you know what? You get yourself out of anger in a heartbeat. You've taken on new task, a new direction. But in your own life, why not every day just focus on how you can contribute and how you already have contributed? Notice the little things you do to support other people. They'll make you feel good about yourself, and it'll make you want to do even more. And the more we contribute, the more addicted we get to giving more to other people. And if everybody in life got addicted to this feeling of contribution, imagine what the world would be like. So those are the 10 seeds: love and warmth, appreciation and gratitude, curiosity, excitement and passion, determination, flexibility, confidence, cheerfulness, health, and a sense of contribution. Plant these emotions daily and watch your whole life grow with a vitality like you've never dreamed of before.